B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Hey!
Hello!
Welcome to your Thursday, March 5th already, 2020. The Maney, Roy, and Loren Show, minus the Loren. She's in Barcelona on her baby moon. Although our boss sent a weird text message yesterday and said, I wouldn't tell anyone that she's on her baby moon, like... But if you follow her on social media, that's her hashtag, fella.
Yeah, you
don't know what to tell you.
You might want to have a conversation with Loren about before she went. Hey, can you keep your time off a secret from the audience?
This is the kind of stuff we put up with. You put up with stuff in your office. We get messages from our boss saying things like, I wouldn't say she's on her baby moon. Now, I get it, because we got a DM from someone who said, I got the baby moon in Myrtle. You know, I don't have Loren-type money. Hey, we get it. None of us have Loren-type money. There's only a few Kardashians in the world.
Right, her and her husband does very well.
Yeah.
They live it up, so we live through them.
Those Richies, we'll call them, who live in the Chateau in Ballantyne, they switched hotels. They went from a 5-star hotel in Barcelona to a 6-star hotel.
I didn't know it was possible to get a better room.
And they did. She's smooth too, because on her story she goes, "We used points." Yeah.
Okay.
If by points you mean cash, then okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I asked her because she sometimes uses that as a. Lie. Like, oh, we use, you know what I mean? Like, to convince her husband that she didn't spend a lot of money.
Right.
She'll say, oh, I bought it on points. Which, by the way, I've tried to buy things on points. You have to use a gazillion points for, like, a dollar.
We're trying to go to Disney this summer, and, like, we're trying to use some of Amanda's American Airlines points. They've actually upped it. They made it harder for you to get a flight. You have to use more points.
I have, like, 10,000 points in my American Express account. That's $17 on Amazon. So I don't know how many points she had to use for this trip, but she swore to me privately, that she actually used points.
Okay. You know what? You can buy points, too.
So she bought points to then use points. Yeah, anyway, I was so amused that she switched hotels. That's such a cool move to do in a trip.
I thought they had that in the plan. You know, they were going to go from one area of Barcelona to another, but it doesn't seem that way.
It seems like they're in the same area, but different hotels.
Yeah, down the beach, and the hotel's got a full kitchen in it. I mean, this
a loft, a staircase.
Oh, it looks like a GD apartment. I mean, my gosh.
But it's one of those that if I ever had one of those hotels, I wouldn't go out to the city and explore. I would just stay.
You are 100% on the same level as me. I thought the same thing. I said, with all this stuff... Like, if you were quarantined, it would be dope.
Yeah. But if I'm going to go to... If I have a really nice hotel, I'm not going out.
Right.
I'm staying right there.
Exactly. Anyway, what about your day in 30 seconds? What'd you do yesterday?
Well, after being shocked at Loren's hotel change, I went to Walmart and Wally World, which we should ask Loren if she's ever been to one of those. But I was at Walmart, and, you know, people are going nuts over coronavirus. Like, the area where they keep the Lysol and the wipes and the sprays looks like somebody robbed them.
Like, I mean, like hurricane preparation.
Like a mob went through. Like, there's things on the floor, debris of things. I saw a label on the floor. So that means at some point that people were
like
grabbing
the
product so quickly, a label fell off.
Just grabbing, like clawing at it.
And I was so amused by this. I'm like,
That is funny.
I haven't raised my alarms yet, and trust me, you're going to be the first to know when I raise my alarms.
Your coronavirus alarm?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I won't be coming into work. I'll be making a whole big deal about everything.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're not there yet.
No, but it's one of those things where Sterling and I last night had the conversation of, do you think we need to go buy some cleaning stuff just in case? I'm like, I don't think so yet.
Yeah. Soap.
I think we're good.
Yeah. Yep.
You know. Okay, but that's my day.
Good, good. Yeah, I mean, my day yesterday was filled with a little surprise. My wife Amanda had to go on like a little surprise pop-up trip to get out of town for 48 hours. And she wasn't due back till late last night, and the kids were supposed to go to the nanny. Well, I got a phone call that she had canceled some of her appointments because I guess just south of us from like Columbia down to like Savannah, mm-hmm. it was pouring all day yesterday and poured all night. So it's just south of us, this weather. But anyway, she came home and the kids were nicely surprised. So
that's cool.
They thought they would do another night at the nanny's. By the way, let me explain something to you. The nanny's house is like almost on Loren level. My nanny's super bougie.
They love to go to your nanny's more than your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the third floor at the nanny's house is where the fun takes place.
The third floor.
That's why we're blessed. Our nanny doesn't really do this for the money. Her husband does really well. So for the last 7 years, we've been blessed with someone who just loves being around our kids.
Yeah.
You know, and that's been nice. So.
It's very good.
Yeah. So it was a nice surprise.
By the way, we're really not making fun of Loren because someone, evidently we said something and someone sent us a message that we need to back off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you tell that person to hush?
Because then Loren tagged me and was like, what are you guys talking about? It's all in good fun. It's all in good fun.
Someone from 803 said, I totally bought 2.5 packs of Clorox wipes, not because of the virus, but because first graders are gross. That's the thing, too. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you have to do your normal cleaning on top of that. And then now there's corona freakouts.
Right. So, like, already, like, I had a little bit of a cold last week. That's typical for my March time of year when the weather starts changing. Plus, the allergies are coming. So, you got to wipe off all that.
Yep.
Daily cleanup and now the corona concern. And I saw something the other day that said there was a shortage. There's going to be a shortage of cleaning supplies and a shortage of hand sanitizer.
Well.
And I thought to myself, I said, you know, when we were in World War II, not that I was alive, but I'm a World War II buff. I remember they shut down the car plants and started building war stuff.
Oh, yeah, we're going to start building, like, Clorox factories?
I mean, right. Can we just up? Rather than have a shortage, can we just increase supply?
Yeah, I know. It's like the Popeyes. Remember the Popeyes chicken sandwich was gone for a month?
Just increase supply, people.
We're dealing with the coronavirus is the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
If we needed, God forbid we ever had to go to war again, I guarantee you they wouldn't say, we have a shortage of airplanes and bombs.
No, we'd figure it out.
Well, of course we would.
Well, that's like China building like those hospitals within 2 weeks.
Amazing stuff.
I've never seen so many cranes before in my life.
Crazy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I swear, do you remember the name?
It's Cody, I think. Right?
Are you guys serious?
No, I'm dead serious. I'm not joking. Brandon in Clover?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How'd you get Cody?
Because Clover begins with a C. Congratulations, Brandon and Clover will be joining us tonight for our Hornets Pride Night as we take on the Denver Nuggets. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. If you see us, stop us, say hi. Roy's actually wearing his Awesome for the Love of the Game t-shirt.
Yes, although I had a
in
whole...
In Pride colors.
I had a whole thing this morning when I decided to wear my Hornets Pride shirt. I was like, you know what? I better wear it because I bet everybody else is going to wear it. And then I wore it and no one else is wearing theirs.
Well,
tonight.
Yeah, we're wearing it tonight. But also, Manny and I's really shows our dad bod.
Oh, so that's why?
Yeah.
For once, the horn has made me a shirt that doesn't reveal too much.
I had mine on a stretch rack.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to stretch it out. Yep, yep. But I put it out of the dryer this morning because I'm like, I bet they're all going to wear it. And then if I don't wear it, they're going to go all nuts that I don't wear the Pride shirt.
Yeah. Hey, how many of you check the weather forecast in the morning?
Oh, I don't.
No, Roy doesn't. Nicole, you even you do. You and I always dress for how the day is going to be. Even Loren does.
I actually have an alert because I check it so regularly. You know how your phone knows what you're doing at a certain time. That when I wake up, it's already ready to swipe to see what the weather is going to be today.
I never look at it. You know what I do?
I know.
I go by what happened yesterday, and I try to think if it's going to be similar or not.
Roy, we live in North Carolina. You cannot do that.
I know.
You're here with a t-shirt today. No, I'm here with a jacket and like a button-down shirt.
I have a sweatshirt, and I have a rain jacket.
Yeah, yesterday felt pretty nice. And so I thought, well, today may feel pretty nice.
You haven't figured. Nicole is so right. You haven't figured it out.
No.
If you want the temperature and the weather to change, just spend a day in Charlotte. It'll change.
I never look at the weather. But, you know, the process of getting ready for the morning show is, you would think that I'm a firefighter answering a call when I wake up and the alarms are going off. I hit the alarm. I'm immediately out. I'm in the shower and then putting my boots on, getting everything ready to go. You would think that I'm rushing to a fire. So there's no time to, let's look at the app, see what it says.
It takes 2 seconds. I do it while I brush my teeth before I get dressed. Anyway, we do want to give a shout out to the CMPD and to the Brooks family. I'm sure by now you've heard, but we didn't get a chance to weigh in on this yesterday as an arrest announcement was made in the Brooks Sandwich Shop shooting that killed Scott Brooks.
Yes. Now, this is just one of the killers that has been arrested. There's still another one outstanding, and they're still looking for him. So, of course, if you know anything, Crime Stoppers all the way, there is a reward still out for the other killer. And I watched the press conference, and the guy pretty much assumed, he said,
The detective
said without saying that they know who it is.
I also saw a clip where the detective yesterday said that the person who shot Scott Brooks and killed him, which is 33-year-old Terry Connor Jr., wasn't even hiding. Like, was just out and about.
Living his life.
Living his life. And they said that they had a track on him. So,
And then I got all worked up because he just got out of jail in September for an assault with a deadly weapon.
Where he shot two people in another break-in.
I know, man.
We've got to work on our release program. You know, we really do. Honestly, I don't know how to do it, but we're trying to track down David Brooks, Scott's brother, to see if we can't get him on before we get out of here today, just so that we can, you know, have a little chat with him. He did a press conference yesterday, but we'd like to chat with them because this has been close. They've been in our studio before talking about this. We went out there for the grand reopening.
It's one of our favorite places. We like to get burgers.
Yep, and we'd love to talk to David, so we'll see if we can't get him on before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Up next, though, we did have a big announcement yesterday on the show about Roy.
We did. We're doing something that I've never done that you've probably done, and we could use your help. We'll discuss in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Let's get 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
All right, so yesterday on the show, we announced that we're doing something really cool. Producer Nicole has worked to put together a spring trip, a college spring break trip for Roy.
Yeah, I've never experienced spring break. I never went out with friends and partied or did anything like that.
So we have it set up so that you are going to go to Myrtle Beach with Nicole. And we got so many messages, flooded with messages yesterday from people giving you ideas on what to do when you're in Myrtle. And in fact, some people had never been to Myrtle, but just gave you ideas on how to handle a college spring break trip. One thing we need to find out for sure, that I saw several people send this message. Apparently, in the Myrtle Beach jail, there's a sign that says, "Welcome Gaston County residents."
Is that true?
Everybody said that they've either heard the rumor or they know it to be true.
Only one way to find out.
Buddy, I'm going to jail. I am going to jail.
Will you please get arrested so you can confirm that there is indeed a sign in the Myrtle Beach jail that says, "Welcome Gaston County residents"?
No issue.
That is tremendous.
I just want to go to jail for like 2 hours and have a cool story. I don't want to be there all weekend.
Right. Anyway, so you've had about 24 hours to sit on it. You're still excited?
I'm really excited. I was kind of wondering, though, because, you know, Sterling, my boyfriend's going to go, and then Nicole, you're going to go, and I thought maybe we should rent a fun car.
That's true. That came up in the Rap Party podcast yesterday when you weren't in here, Nicole.
Like, maybe we should, well, Manny had the idea of renting a convertible.
Yeah, with a good road mix.
It's too cold for a convertible, though. It's going
to
be March 20th.
Take down there.
Yeah, to drive down to Myrtle. But then again, I don't know what vehicle we could get that's cool. You know, but then when I'm down there, I'm sure it's going to be what? 60s, 70s?
In Myrtle?
Yeah, Myrtle.
Probably warmer than that.
Probably warmer than that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that might be good top down in a Jeep weather, no?
Ooh. A fun Jeep. I have you guys as like Thelma and Louise and Sterling.
What does that mean?
So Thelma and Louise had a convertible that they ran all over town with. You and Nicole are Thelma and Louise and Sterling's in the back.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought that would be fun to have you go down there in a convertible. Like I said, we'll make some sort of a mixtape for you. Like, I'm just looking at the 10-day forecast, and of course it could change, Roy. But like, yeah, you're looking at high 60s, low 70s in Myrtle.
Okay. So yeah, kind of warm, like shorts and or maybe pants and a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Pants and a shirt leather. Or maybe we can find some dealership who wants to promote one of their fancy new cars.
Ooh.
I can drive one of their fancy new cars down to Myrtle, and we could
get a truck and get a flag of some sort to put in the back.
That'd be cool. Well, we did talk about getting a pickup truck and putting a cooler of beer back there.
I said you should put a baby pool back there and splash around in it.
I'm sure Myrtle has seen that.
Yeah, party in the bed of a pickup.
You need to confuse the world and put like an American flag, on one side of your truck and then the pride flag on the other.
You know what I should do?
On the other side.
Really screw with people. Get like a lifted truck and then put like the British flag up there. Like really proud to be English. Really proud to be English. Like, what?
I'm so anti-government. I don't think we should have ever seceded from England in 1776. Oh, man, that's good stuff. All right, so Roy's going to do his trip. What's the weekend that you guys are going?
March 20th. So if anyone's going to be down in Myrtle Beach the weekend of March 20th, let us know, because we're going to be storming around the town.
I mean, we got so many messages from people. We got messages from people that own restaurants or managers at restaurants, and they say, hey, come by.
Oh, in Myrtle?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yep. I'll go down.
Yeah, go check it out. We posted up a picture of you half in the bag, Roy.
Oh, yeah, there's a photo of me that I'm not proud of, and you posted it.
Someone says, Myra says, visit the Bowery for beer and live music, ride the Sky Wheel, and get an airbrush shirt.
We're definitely getting an airbrush shirt, yes. And I think that we should get matching shirts with arrows pointing to each other saying, I'm with stupid.
Yes, I think it's a great idea.
Somebody says, definitely go to Barefoot Landing and get dinner at Dick's. They give you type hats.
Yes. Yeah. Have you never been there, Manny?
I've never been to Myrtle.
Okay, so that restaurant that you just
never
said is, they're like rude to you. Like, rude's the thing. So,
oh, cool. There's a place called the Wiener Circle in Chicago that's known for that.
Yeah, it's probably identical.
I hope, though, they don't take the easy hit and attack my weight.
They probably will.
Oh, I hope they're, then that's easy.
But you've been working so hard on it, bud.
Dude, I had chicken nuggets for breakfast. Like, let's not pretend like I'm doing something great over here.
All right, March 20th, Royals leave here. We're going to send them out Friday during the show, and then we'll check in with them all weekend. We'll have a hashtag for you to follow on our socials, and we'll get all the stories, okay?
Okay.
All right, enjoy, buddy. Still to come. I can't wait to tell Loren this when she comes back on Monday.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
She doesn't know anything about it. You know, there's something really, really hard when you have to have an awkward conversation with someone. Like, I had to have an awkward conversation with the interns yesterday.
Yeah.
And intern Viking is here. Our intern Viking Nick.
Right.
Who loves all things Vikings. And I think we need to have an awkward conversation with him.
Really?
Yeah, because Jack probably didn't tell him, the other intern.
So back-to-back days of awkward conversation?
I think it needs to be done. This one should be done on the air, though.
All right.
We'll get into that coming up in less than 10 minutes. Awkward conversation.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So yesterday, Manny had to have an awkward conversation with one of the interns, and we have a new intern in today. And so you want to do an awkward question with him?
Yeah, we'll do it on the air, just to show everybody that if you're driving to work this morning or going to school and someone has to have an awkward ask with someone or an awkward conversation, you can do that.
Which, by the way, we're debuting a new segment at 7 a.m. called The Awkward Ask.
Yes.
We have a listener who's going to need our help.
Okay, here is Intern Viking. Hello, Intern Viking.
Hello.
I love when you hear the Viking horn, you come running.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, gotta do it.
And by the way, that's not just for the radio. When we need something off the air as well, I play the Viking horn.
We hit the button.
Okay. Yeah. Yesterday, Intern Jack, I was a little surprised because how long have you been interning here?
Let's see, almost
a month.
I'll say 3 months.
Three months.
Almost two or three months.
Okay. Where have we been?
Started January 14th. Yeah. January 14th is when I started.
What?
Yeah, that sounds right. So then.
2 months.
Yeah,
two months.
I just met you. I just remembered your name.
Oh boy, this is awkward. Roy doesn't know you.
I just want to ask you though,
and it might be awkward to have the conversation.
Sure.
Like, do you know I'm supposed to get certain articles in the morning, and Roy's supposed to get certain articles in the morning?
Yes.
Okay, because Jack, I had to have the conversation with Jack because I got all the articles yesterday, and I know like people listening are like, oh my god, Manny, you can split the articles up, and Nicole's rolling her eyes, but it's just like every intern that comes through,
well, we have to have the show prepared.
They do this for us. They prepare the show, and I like the studio set up a certain way, and I know Roy does too.
Right.
So I had to have the awkward conversation. I was like, dude, get back here because this is not right.
Right.
And it was awkward because you guys are working for free, and we appreciate it, and we're trying to teach you as much as we can about radio.
Right.
About how to prepare a morning show. Mm-hmm. I love not getting my stuff in the morning because that means I don't have to work as hard. I get to kind of just sit back and relax. And
I get annoyed at that because off the air I'll go, hey, Roy, did you read that article about coronavirus?
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not prepared.
You take it. Okay. Anyway, okay, so that's all. I just wanted to have the awkward conversation with you about making sure that we get what we need in the morning.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, bud.
You want to continue this little game? I could do awkward questions.
Oh, boy. Is someone else awkward?
I'll do it with Nicole.
Oh, boy. Let me guess. This is going to be dramatic.
No, it's just it's a little uncomfortable.
Okay.
Have an awkward conversation.
Okay.
Okay.
So when you guys went to Beach Mountain, that was a really tough week because just before you left, my dog Callie went missing for a few hours.
Uh-huh.
Devastated my world. Now, I was supposed to watch your dog that weekend when you went to Beach Mountain. Did you? And ultimately, at the last second, you said, no, someone else is watching my dog. Were you afraid to let me watch your dog because I lost my dog just days before?
No, not at all.
Because I feel like
awkward.
You didn't trust me to watch your dog that weekend.
No, not at all. Because the way that the conversation played out is when you had said that you couldn't go, I asked you like, oh, wait, now that dogs aren't allowed to go, I need someone to watch. And you said, well, I'll check with my partner, mm-hmm. Sterling,
yep.
and I'll get back to you. Well, because you had that whole debacle, you never got back to me.
I know.
And so I, at that point, was just like, well, let me just make sure.
Did we just get a reverse awkward?
Yeah. Now she's giving me an awkward thing back.
He never got back to me, so I had to make plans for my baby boy. And I didn't want to bother him.
Don't you love having the tough conversations?
I hate it. I hate awkward moments. I really do. That's so funny. But we want to help you. Like, if you have an awkward ask, we're trying a segment here on the MRL show called The Awkward Ask.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to ask someone that's really awkward, it's an uncomfortable conversation, we'll do it on the radio and we'll help you navigate through it.
Yeah, we'll have you come on, you explain what the awkward ask is, then we'll get the other person on, and we'll do it, like, right after 7.
Okay.
All right, 704-570-9595. If you have an awkward ask, you got to ask someone to do something. Like, hey, maybe stop parking in my parking spot. Or every time you go into the break room, you leave it a mess, but you don't want to confront that person. We'll help you.
Sounds like everything you've complained about already today.
The Awkward Ass coming up after 7. I'm Manny, Roy, and Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Noah, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We're doing something new. For the first time with Manny, Roy, and Loren, it's called The Awkward Ask. And you can right now submit to us online. You can DM us at the MRL show on Instagram, or you can send us a text message in the studio. But if there's someone that you need our help awkwardly asking them something because you don't want to, we'll do it live on the radio. Noah, you're on with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
You're our guinea pig. I mean, our first person to talk to.
Yeah.
Hey, that's great. Well, I'm glad y'all are helping me. This is awesome.
This could fail miserably, or it could be very successful. Tell us what's going on and how you need our help.
So my coworker at work, Kelly, it's a good relationship. We have a good friendship. We joke around a lot. We have an office like you know, just old school, like cubicles. So we're really close, packed in together. By the way, we actually work in South End. We actually work just, like, right around the corner from you guys.
What do you need us to help you with? Do we need to come there?
She wears this perfume that she just—it's too much. It's just—it's—you can smell it from the bathroom on the other side of the office.
Yeah, that's bad. Okay, so you're constantly smelling this perfume all day, and you're tired of it.
Yeah, it's like something she switches to after Christmas. It's just—it's yeah.
You know, there's someone here who our big boss has to put out an email every once in a while, and so does, like, our office executive has to put out an email saying, like, a reminder to everyone to not wear strong cologne or perfume, and it's only specifically for one person that everybody in the office knows about.
Yeah. Now, has your work done something like that? Has your work sent out mass emails saying, hey, watch the perfume?
I mean, yeah, but she just goes right over her head, and, yeah. And like... I would bring it up with her, but she would think I was joking.
Okay, so this is the first time we're doing the awkward ask, and you sound like a perfect candidate for us to do this. So we'll call her, and we'll help you navigate through the awkward ask, but you've really got to take the lead, okay?
All right, okay.
All right, hold on a second.
And I'm just getting the thumbs up from producer Nicole that we are in touch with Kelly. So, okay. So we're going to get her on the phone. She has no clue what's going on. She can't hear this show. So we'll discuss with her, and we'll have this awkward ask on the radio coming up in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's called the awkward ask. We're going to help Noah ask his coworker Kelly something awkward.
All right. I'm going to bring them both on.
Okay. Kelly, you're on with the Mania Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Now, what you don't know is that joining the show as well is your coworker Noah.
Oh, my God. Hi. Yeah.
Hey, Kelly. How you doing?
Noah wants to propose to you live on the radio, Kelly.
No.
What?
We're kidding. We're kidding. But he does want to bring up
God.
He does want to bring up something that he feels maybe a bit awkward, but important for you to know.
Okay.
Psst. Noah, yeah. Go.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm taking the lead. All right. Kelly. Listen, everybody in the office, you know, me especially, we really like you, but we have to ask you, me and everyone in the office, to please stop wearing whatever perfume it is that you are wearing after Christmas.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, it's, I don't know if, maybe you can't smell it, or I guess it feels good to you, but it's so strong. It lives in my nostrils when I go home.
Oh, my gosh.
How close do you guys work to each other, Kelly?
I mean, we're, like, he's, like, in the cubicle next to me, but, like, I feel like this is a him issue, because nobody's ever said this to me before.
No, we all talk about it.
Yeah, I was about to say, from what we hear, it sounds like multiple people are complaining.
What are you wearing, Kelly?
Jeans and like a t-shirt and
No. I mean the perfume. What type of perfume are you wearing?
Oh, Mademoiselle by Coco Chanel. So I don't know what he's talking about, like, after Christmas, because I wore this before Christmas too. And it's like, it is like a delicious smelling perfume.
Okay, but maybe you're putting too much on is what Noah's saying.
Okay, so Noah, perfume please, can I wear any of it, or are you going to throw a fit about that too?
Whatever it is you're doing, we just need you to stop. So I guess if it's that you just wear, like, if you used to do just like a squirt or something, I don't know. Yeah.
By the way,
that it'd probably be better than what you're doing right now.
Right, I can't wait to see the HR memo that comes out from this company.
Yeah.
Like, hey, please, if you have an issue with an employee, do not bring it to the Mania Roy and Laurent Morning Show. We will handle it within the walls. All right, listen, hopefully you're not mad at him, Kelly. We're just trying to help out here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No, I'm not mad at him, but, like, Noah, like, you could have said this to me in private.
It was just too awkward, okay? I mean, you know, I didn't want to make you sad or, you know.
Totes awky momo.
I mean, honestly, I thought that you might be, like, confessing your love for me, so this is so much better. Like, I can handle this.
Sounds like a fun office, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, Noah, Kelly, ease back on the perfume. Noah, you are our first person to play the game, The Awkward Ask.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
That went surprisingly well. It did. We'll bring that back again one day. If you have an awkward ask and you want our help in asking someone something awkward for you, hit us up. Text message came in and said, I got to ask someone if they like me.
Okay.
I like that.
Listen, Lauren's out this week, and we're celebrating 5 years of the Manny, Roy, and the Rim morning show here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we are going to go back into the vault. And if you're new to the show, you may not have heard this. It's the time someone asked Lauren to do something, and it was shocking, and it was creepy, and you have to hear this. It's coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lauren is out this week, and while she's out, we're celebrating 5 years of the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show being in the cackalacky.
Producer Nicole, were you here when Lauren got this really strange ask from a listener?
I was. I had only been here for a few months, so great.
And I think if I remember right, this lasted over a week, but we kind of condensed this story for you into 1 5-minute piece.
Okay.
Wait to hear this craziness. If you're new to the MRL Morning Show, I'd be so curious to hear what you guys think about it. You can text us afterwards at 704-570-9595. Listen to this.
Here's what 5 years of Manny, Roy, and Lauren sounds like on KISS 95.1.
So, Lauren, we've been going through a big decision for you.
Yes. We had, and we'll still call him Anonymous or Secret Shopper, reach out to the show and ask if I would be interested in going to Florida with him and his daughter on a shopping trip. He lost his wife and his 13-year-old daughter's mother this year to cancer. And this was an annual trip that they went on. And we spoke to him about the details to it because I was open to the idea. And is he on the phone again?
Yeah, you want him?
Yeah.
Hello there, Secret Shopper, who does not want his name on the radio. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Doing great. A beautiful Friday. How are you guys doing?
We're great, Secret Shopper.
Excellent.
So, Lauren, you and Dallas, your husband, spoke about it last night. You came in this morning at 6 a.m. We asked you if you have a definitive answer for him, and you said you did.
I do.
All right, Lauren, go ahead and tell him what your decision is.
Okay, so I will tell you this, Anonymous. My husband and I sat down and talked about this for hours last night, and we did not take this decision lightly at all. But with that being said, I would never say no to a child that is going through something like this, knowing how I lost my dad and what my brother went through and what I went through. So I will go with you to Florida. However,
I'm thrilled.
Oh, okay. Let me just tell you my requirements, because I do have a few. I will need my own room along with my husband. We will be staying together. And I think it would be a great opportunity for you and your daughter to set out on this trip alone by yourselves. And I think it would be a wonderful surprise for me to knock on the door once you guys get settled and for that to be the moment of, hey, I'm here to shop for you.
Great idea.
That way I feel comfortable. My husband is on the trip with me. I feel safe. And your daughter still gets that experience and that opportunity. And that is my, I guess, brick of requirements. But I would love to do this for your daughter.
That's reasonable. That's great.
Wow. Wow. I just don't feel like it's going to go down the way maybe I had thought it was going to go down. And I have a sister-in-law in California with a daughter. So it's very similar, I guess, in a way to what you're sort of suggesting. There's just a hole there, right, with the mom, with the wife, and We were just trying to recreate a moment. With all that being said, and I'm just, you know, Loren, we love you. We my daughter adores you. We love your show. We love Charlotte. We love what you do for the kids. But I'm going to have to pass. I'm going to have to pass. It's just not exactly what I thought the way it would go down.
Whoa, really? Whoa.
Okay, we don't have time to get into it, but can you stay on the phone? We need to jump a little bit more into why you want to pass.
Yeah. He hung up. He is not...
Well, that's not him on line one?
He didn't stay?
No. After we stopped talking, I got him back on the phone and just told him it would be a few minutes. And he abruptly said he's not interested anymore. He was going to call his sister in California, see if she would play the Loren role. And he had no interest in talking to us anymore.
Did he give you a reason why he passed on her?
He didn't. You know, I was just like, hey, you know, keep hanging on. We're going to come back to you in just a minute. And, I mean, he got snippy with me, too, and just said, nope, not interested anymore. And I said, okay, dude.
Was it that I didn't want to stay in the room with them?
I think that was it. He was always weird about Dallas, which A, is disrespectful to you and your family. And B, he was always weird about you going separate. That's what he was the most weird about over the past few days talking to him. So I was like, see you later, dude.
You know, and if you're listening, I know right now you're probably upset with me. But if you change your mind, I am happy to go shopping with your daughter here in Charlotte.
Yes, that is an amazing moment from a couple years ago here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show as we're live now, reliving 5 years and spotlighting Loren this week.
How weird was that? He turned her down because she wouldn't stay in the same room with him.
Yeah, because he really wanted her to become the mother. He wanted her to fill the void of the mother and the wife, it sounded like, even though he didn't really say that.
Yeah.
He wanted her to be wife to him as well, not just mother to that daughter. But I do remember we got messages, text messages, probably Facebook, a lot of Facebook stuff back then, saying that they felt like Loren should have done it for that child.
Yeah, and I don't know. Being with a stranger in a hotel room, y'all. Oh, that's a weird line. Totally. That I'm not crossing.
8980 sends a text message and says, I remember this. I heard it on my way to work, and it's still unreal to this day. That guy was a total stalker. Then we got another text message from 980 who says, this is my first time hearing this. Can we listen to the full thing somewhere? And we do have that up, don't we, Nicole? Up on the website, kiss951.com. You can go listen to the entire four-part conversation over a week that we had with this man and Loren. We got to play Can't Beat Loren. We're looking for Wesley. We need Wesley to call us back at 704-570-9595. She's playing. She is the champ from yesterday.
And then on top of that, we just need someone else to play against Wesley. 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
All right, we got returning champ Wesley from Gastonia up against Chris. Now, this is because Loren is out, so this won't count against Loren's record, but we're still going to have fun anyway. Let's welcome Chris from Charlotte to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Hi.
All right, Chris, hold on a second. Wesley, are you ready to defend your title?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to put you back on hold so Nicole can talk to you. You don't hear the questions. And Chris, it's your turn to go first.
Okay.
Katy Perry dropped a new song and music video, and in the video, she appears to confirm she's pregnant. Who is her fiance and baby daddy?
Oh, gosh. It escaped me.
Uh-oh. Orlando.
Orlando Bloom.
Correct. We'd also accept Orlando Bloomberg.
No, we wouldn't.
Okay. Prince Harry's brother visited Ireland and made a joke about spreading coronavirus. Who is Harry's royal brother?
Oh.
Three, two, one. No answer there. Arnold Schwarzenegger has canceled his sports festival because of the coronavirus. He used to be governor of what state?
California.
The longtime Jeopardy host was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, but put out an awesome message on his one-year mark. Who is that?
Alex Trebek.
And question 5, Camila Cabello celebrated her birthday earlier this week in the United Kingdom alongside her boyfriend. Her boyfriend's name is?
Oh, my gosh. You know Helen? Oh, no.
No answer there?
I want to say Michael Stiles, but I know that's not it.
Michael Stiles. Okay. That's not correct, but
I don't even know who Michael Stiles is. I like the guess.
All right, we'll take Wesley back, Nicole.
All right, let's bring in Wesley from Gastonia. Our friend Chris got three correct.
Okay.
Wesley, if you win today, that's 3 days in a row, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's see how you do. Katy Perry dropped a new song and music video, and in the video, she appears to confirm that she's pregnant. Who is her boyfriend and baby daddy?
Orlando Bloom.
1-1.
Prince Harry's brother visited Ireland and made a joke about spreading coronavirus. Who's Harry's brother?
Prince William.
That is correct. No answer from Chris. It's 2-1.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's canceled his sports festival because of the coronavirus. Arnold used to be the governor of what state?
California.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
And the longtime Jeopardy host who was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer recently put out a video on his 1 year anniversary. What is his name?
Alex Trebek.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And Camila Cabello celebrated her birthday earlier this week in the United Kingdom alongside her boyfriend. Who is her boyfriend?
Shawn Mendes.
Wow.
That's good. That is correct. Unfortunately, Chris said Michael Stiles there.
I think he meant
Harry?
Yeah.
Harry.
Yeah.
Final score.
Or Harry Mendes.
Here, final score, 5-3, Wesley wins.
All right. Woo. Here's the deal. Wesley. Oh, by the way, Chris, you just say you can't beat Wesley.
I can't beat Wesley.
Okay. All right. I'm letting Chris go because Wesley has to know this. And y'all, fans of Can't Beat Loren, if she wins tomorrow, she will play for a prize Monday morning against Loren.
Perfect. Okay. Wesley. But we got to get to a War of the Roses.
See you tomorrow, Wesley. Sorry, Roy.
You're fine. I'm just trying to get to it.
I know.
Lindsay thinks Steve's married. What she found in his car will make you and everyone else think that. Listen to a War of the Roses coming up in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Lindsay, in your message to us, you said you've been dating your boyfriend Steve for 5 months, and you don't just think he's cheating on you, you think he's married.
Yeah.
What, why?
I'm starting to suspect.
Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, it just seems so weird. I mean, the other day, he picked me up for a date, and first of all, this is the first time he's ever picked me up for a date in 5 months, which is kind of strange, like we always meet someplace. And,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The minute you open the door, you can just tell that another woman drives it. Like, it just smells like it. You can just tell. Like, you just know.
Was there anything in the car? Like, I mean, I'd be, like, looking for lipstick or...
No, not anything, like, really telling. But, like, I sat down and I, like, looked around and I was, like... And I looked in the back seat and there was, like, a kid's toy, like a shape sorter. You know, one of those things where you put, like, the block. The triangle goes in the triangle and the star goes in the star.
Yeah, we have one for Roy in here.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, I was like, okay, that's weird. And so I asked him, I'm like, is this your car? And he was like, no, it's my sister's car. And I was like, oh, but just something was, like, so weird about it. And I don't know, I just...
I mean, it could be true, though. Like, all that could be true.
Okay, but hold on a second. Because if he's not... Did he not go into detail about his sister's kids at that point?
No, he just, like, changed the subject. He was just like... He was like, no, there's a car. My car's in the shop. Like, you know, where are you going to go tonight? And I was like, you know, you just sort of, like, move on to the next part of the conversation. So,
is there anything else that would lead you to believe that maybe he's married? I mean, is there a ring mark? Is there...
No, but, like... Sometimes he is, like, super available, and sometimes he is not available at all. Like, sometimes he just is not, he won't return my phone calls, he won't return my texts. He just, like, is just, like, completely MIA for, like, a day or two. And then all of a sudden he's, like, back. You know, and I'm, like, some, you know, I mean, like, we've only been dating 5 months, so it's not, like, super serious, but I'm just starting to be like, what's happening? You know, I just don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's call Steven and find out who he sends the romantic roses to. If it's not to you and it's to another woman, don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that card, okay? That'll say a lot, whether or not he's married or what's going on in his life.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Steve, please.
Yes, Steve.
Hi, Steve. My name's Jessica. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a local romantic gift company trying to get our name out there. And we're doing a get a dozen, give a dozen promotion. One of your friends got a dozen roses and they wanted you to have the other dozen. So I have a dozen roses for you to send to someone you love today free of charge.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send romantic roses to?
My beautiful wife, Shelly.
Okay. Hang on one second. Let me just make the card out to my beautiful wife, Shelly. And what else would you like to put on Shelly's card?
I love you forever, Steve.
Okay.
What about Lindsay? Do you want to send the flowers to Lindsay at all or no?
Did he hang up?
No. Steven?
Steve.
Oh, he did hang up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his line's gone, Lindsay.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Should we try him back?
I think we got the information we need.
I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him ever again. It's disgusting.
Listen, we've said this many times. When you call us and you have that feeling, typically it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, God, like, what a pig. And I feel like such an idiot.
I know. Lindsay, you're 5 months in now. I would tell you as a friend to cut your losses and be done with him.
Oh, God, it just feels so gross.
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lori is out this week on vacation.
Nicole said she took a 10:30 dinner last night in Barcelona.
Hey, who was winning?
When in Rome. War of the Roses just went down. Lindsay thought that Steve was married because she found some kids' toys in his car. And by the way, he never picked her up in his car. Then when he finally did, he must have forgotten to clean up the back of the car. I have a similar situation, and maybe you do too. But maybe your situation, and by the way, we would love for you to jump on the phones and answer this. Did you find out the person you were dating was married? And you took the next step and contacted their spouse and let them know about the infidelity. That's a conversation that needs to be had. Somebody texted in and said, if anybody's in this position where you're dating someone and you find out they're married, it is your job to contact the spouse. I don't know if it is.
Yeah, because there's also a line of thinking of, you know what, let me just get out of this. This is way messy, way complicated.
Privacy line?
Yeah.
What do you think, Nicole? You don't want to cross the privacy line?
No, I agree. I think that if I were to date somebody who I found out that was married, I would 100% go to the spouse. I would, okay. 100%. And just be like, hey, like, really not trying to cause stuff, but I feel like it would be my responsibility to detach because I choose not to put myself in that situation. So that's why I would go to the spouse.
Okay.
704-570-9595. That's how you reach the studio.
Yeah, if you told the spouse after you found out they were married, let us know. I didn't tell the spouse. I was in a situation like this.
You were dating someone who was married?
But she told me, to my defense, she was going through a divorce, and it was just a matter of the papers being signed and everything.
So she said they were separated.
The problem is, well, she was separated. She was living with me in my apartment.
Okay.
And the problem is I guess she, when she wasn't around me and wasn't at work, she was around her husband, kind of playing both sides, telling him that they were going to reconcile.
Oh.
And telling me that it was just a matter of him signing the papers.
Oh.
So we dated from like September through March.
Okay.
And finally, one day in March, I came back to my apartment and everything that she brought in
from her house that she'd taken was gone. Like, there, we had a fish tank. I walked into my apartment and go, this is weird. My walls are bare. The fish tank's gone.
You're not, did I get robbed?
All the nice plates and stuff. I'm like a 22-year-old bachelor. She was like 28, you know? Yeah. I'm like, everything that makes my apartment look like a college dorm has happened again. What is going on? And then she left a note. Wow. But she never admitted that she was playing both sides of the fence. I've just always assumed it. But she just said, I'm going to go back with my husband. And by the way, one day when we were in her car,
yeah,
I found a picture of this guy holding an enormous, like, python, okay, boa constrictor, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it was like three people would have to hold it. And this one dude is holding it, and he looks like a, I don't know, he looks like Hulk Hogan. And I
muscle
go,
man.
I go, who's that? She goes, my ex-husband.
So her ex-husband was this big, muscular dude, and then she dates you, and you're not muscular at all?
I go, you're not doing me any favors here. What's
I've
going
seen
on?
Pictures of you from back then. You had shaggy hair and, like, an ear piercing. Oh,
I was a total pencil neck. 704-570-9595. We got intern Viking on the phone, so let's say hi to Anonymous.
Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Good morning. You found out he was married. And then you said what? Did you tell the wife?
No, actually, I found out I was pregnant right around Christmas.
Okay.
And not this Christmas. My son's older now, but his wife actually contacted me through Facebook to let me know that if I was going to be with her husband, he could divorce her first. So
you got the reverse of the story that I told and that Lindsay told, yeah.
Yep. So okay. I confronted him, and he was married, and he moved halfway across the country, and I've never heard from him since.
Wow.
How old is your child?
He's about to be 6.
Okay. And would you have any issue when he turns 18, him reaching out, or even when he gets just a little older?
I don't know if I'd have an issue, but I don't think that would even be an issue to begin with. I mean, I haven't so much as even seen a Facebook message or a text or anything from him in, I guess, 6 years now.
So. Wow. Okay.
And, wow. The baby adds an entirely different wrinkle to the story.
This is Richard in Fort Mill. Welcome to the Mania More on the Rim Morning Show. Tell us what happened.
Hey, bro. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well, buddy.
So I was listening, and from what Mania said,
yeah.
I was in a similar situation. I had met a woman online, and she was married. I found out. And was going through a separation, and I ended up getting her pregnant. And now we have an 8-year-old son. So,
but did she go back with him?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
Oh, so you won your turf war. Yeah. She stayed with you. See, I lost my turf war to Hulk Hogan.
I mean, it is what it is.
Oh, my gosh, but, Richard. You should have seen my face. When I saw that picture on the floor of her car, I'm like, whoa, look at the snake. And then I realized this monster is holding it. Yeah. I go, who's that? She goes, oh, that's my ex-husband.
You're sitting there going, 1, 2, 3. You're counting the abs. 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, how many abs?
The snake looks scared.
The bad thing is, I had the abs and all of that. I was going to the gym. That's how I met her.
This was him.
Yeah.
Hey, matey, was that in Little Rock in, say, 1999? Yeah, it was. Sorry, bud. Anyway, thanks a lot, dude. I appreciate it. I'm hosting this really cool fundraiser down in Fort Mill on Saturday night. I'll tell you more about that later on next week. But Richard in Fort Mill calling in, that's awesome. All right, we'll take Megan's call and put it on the Rap Party podcast. She was in a similar situation, Roy. But we got to move on. We got a giveaway coming up.
We do. We have Hornets tickets. It's Pride Night tonight. And we're going to be out there hosting it. We want you to be there, too. Tickets for the Hornets taking on the Denver Nuggets coming up in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Tonight's a cool night for us. The NBA and the Charlotte Hornets have asked the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show to help host Pride Night at the Spectrum Center tonight as the Charlotte Hornets take on the Denver Nuggets.
Nicole and I are going to be down on the court side playing some game. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, and we want you to be part of it.
Do you not know what the game is?
It's a match game, but I'm not quite sure what we're matching.
Nicole, do you have any more information on what the game is?
So all I know is that we're going to be playing against 2 fans, and I think they're going to ask us questions about each other.
About each other? Like, about me and you?
I think.
But see, I worry about that because not many people know about us. who might be going to the game. You know, you listening to the radio know who we are. But maybe people at the game don't know who we are.
Oh, look at you. It's not... You know what?
What?
You're like Howard Stern. Howard Stern goes on a talk show like Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon, and he gets all nervous because he's going to disappoint the crowd. And you're like, what are we... The crowd doesn't care about us. That's not your concern.
You think the crowd cares about us?
The Spectrum Center.
No.
And the people at the Hornets, they know how to make it entertaining.
Okay.
Well, listen, I'm for sure following their lead. Whatever I could do to be of service to be entertainment towards the Hornets night for Pride Night, I'm all...
Well, we'll be all over the place. And right now we want to give away... It's our last pair of tickets to come hang with us tonight. 704-570-9595. Caller number 9. You get to hang tonight for free at the Spectrum Center. Pride Night as the Hornets take on the Nuggets. I especially would love if you found us and took a picture with us with these awesome Pride Night t-shirts. We'll be walking around the concourse, walking around the place.
I'm wearing mine.
Yeah. You can get your shirt, by the way, at the Hornet Shop while supplies last. And proceeds go to the LGBTQ plus community.
So please call now, 704-570-9595, and you can be caller number 9, and you can come out see the game tonight.
While we're waiting to talk to caller number 9, did you see this story, Roy, about a husband who spied on his wife with a nanny cam?
No.
It's kind of like what we talked about yesterday about going through someone's phone. Like, when is it okay to check on someone's, go through someone's phone? And a lot of people said if you felt suspicious enough about your partner, then it was okay to go through their phone.
But then there's already a major issue with your relationship.
Well, a man revealed that he accidentally spied on his family with the nanny cam while at work, and he was very concerned with what he saw. It's not that he thought his wife was cheating on him. What he saw was his two sons play fighting while the wife was sitting on her tablet streaming a show with noise-canceling headphones.
Okay.
After seeing more videos with similar behavior, he confronted his wife, saying that he was, quote, concerned about her behavior.
Oh, boy. That's not how you approach that situation. You do not use the terms, I'm concerned about your behavior.
So the man took to, one of our interns printed this out, the man took to the Reddit's Am I an A-hole forum, noting that he accidentally spied and that he was concerned.
What's the big deal? Kids are roughhousing. What's the big deal in that? And they're being loud and obnoxious, so you have to drone them out somehow.
The mom said that, like, hey, never mind what you saw. I'm not happy that you were spying on me with the nanny cam.
Right. I'm on the mom's side.
But he tried to spin it saying that he was worried about her and that she looked checked out. He was worried about the kids. Like, okay, the kids are play fighting, but what if the kids walked out of the room? You wouldn't even have known you were looking down.
Oh, come on. You know what? How about this? If you want to sit here and backseat parent me, why don't you come home and you watch the kids all day?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're siding with her.
I am siding with her.
You're not a parent yet.
The kids are roughhousing. Let them play.
But she is checked out. Like, Amanda will get on me. I like to bring the kids up to the playroom where the PlayStation is, and I'll play NBA or, you know, a sports game, Madden. And to be honest with you, if Ruby's behind me at 1.5, I don't know what she's doing because I'm on the game looking forward.
What I could imagine is that judging, I don't know how long he was watching, but I can't imagine with him working all day, he's watching her for 8 hours parent their kids. I can't imagine 10, 20 minutes or even 5 minutes. You can't judge someone's whole parenting style for the whole day just based on those 5 minutes you watched.
A lot of people sided with him on Reddit saying that
they're idiots.
Oh my God.
I won't hurt
saying
that.
You have the right to wonder whether or not your children's well-being is at risk here. And then other people were sympathetic towards the mom for wanting a quick break, like Roy. And a lot of people slammed the husband for even doing the nanny cam.
Yep. It's hard being a parent, man.
I get it. You're right. But you still need to keep an eye on the kids.
It'd be different if you were locked in the bathroom for 3 hours and the kids are wandering in the streets. I mean, that's one thing.
But it could lead to that. That could be next.
It's another problem if the kids are juggling knives. I mean, maybe then. Maybe then I see some issues.
Hey, Melissa in Huntersville. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're our caller number 9. You're going to come hang with us tonight at the Hornets game at the Spectrum Center.
Woo-woo!
Yes, we're super excited to see you there. Who are you going to go with?
My son, Sebastian, he's in the car.
Oh, very cool, Melissa. Yeah, it's Pride Night tonight. My son's really excited about it.
It's an inclusive game for everyone, and the NBA and the Hornets have Manny, Roy, and Loren hosting. So make sure you stop by and say hi to us, okay?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you guys tonight. Congratulations. Is she good, Nicole, or do I need to put her on hold? Put her on hold. Okay, there you go. All right, let's take a quick break. And speaking about parenting and about being married.
Oh, did you do something wrong?
I can't do it right. Is that different than did I do something wrong?
You did something wrong.
There's something I can't do right, and I want to ask if you two can do it. And then we got to talk about what household chore you can't believe your spouse can't do.
Okay. We'll discuss in 5.
Pizza, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Loren is out this week. She is on a little vacation. And so you only get me, Maney, and Nicole. So, Maney, before we went to break, you were describing that you can't do a simple household chore. And yeah. The way you described it is that, like, you like, is it bad and it ain't good type of thing?
Yeah, like, I'm not, it's not that I'm bad at it. It's just that I'm not good at it.
Which is just as bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have my wife actually on the phone. You guys want to say hi to Amanda Maney?
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Honk the horn on that new Traverse of yours.
Hey. Sounds brand new. You can hear that new horn.
She took a road trip, and I was asking her all sorts of questions. She's like, I don't know, babe. I get in it. I drive it. I come home. All right. Tell everyone, what is the task that I can't do? And since we've been married now, going on, what is it, almost 9 years?
Yes.
And
yeah, 9 years.
And I haven't gotten better. What is it?
So you're really good at a lot of things. This just doesn't happen to be your strong suit, is folding laundry.
Oh, you're too quick. You just throw it together, don't you?
Yeah. Things end up like wrinkled. And I am really particular about my laundry because I come from a retail background. So, like, I fold my jeans a certain way. I want the, you know, certain things hung. And so it's a whole process for me.
So I was trying to help out Nicole the other day. It was kind of crazy in our house. Ruby was fussy. Dean was hungry. Amanda just got home from work. There was 10 things going on. And Amanda wanted to do laundry, so I took all the jeans from the washer, put them in the dryer before she got home. Dryer went off. I went in to start folding. Next thing you know, Amanda comes in behind me and goes, no, you're folding them wrong. And she's like, for as long as we've been married, babe, like, you're not getting this. You just can't do this basic household chore. And I can't fold them. But you fold them so that the pocket, so, Nicole, you looked kind of strange when
yeah,
she said that.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could fold jeans wrong.
Do you hang your jeans?
I used to, and I actually just stopped hanging them. Okay. Like, I put them in just a corner.
Mine. Yeah.
Just try to save room.
It's a three-way fold, right, Amanda, with your pocket sticking out.
Pocket sticking out?
Pocket
no,
facing up.
Tuck the pockets in.
No, you tuck the pockets in on the pants when they come out of the dryer. You do this, you guys.
Yeah. Yes.
But when you fold them, you fold them so the back pocket faces up. Just like a display at your local denim boutique.
Oh, see, I don't know if I'd say that my clothes are folded in a way that the same way the stores fold. Like, I don't think anyone's looking at my stuff going, oh, well, that's really nice. But it does get the job done. And I don't have wrinkles. You probably do have wrinkles, Maney.
I have a bumper sticker that says, babe, it gets the job done, ? Because that's what I tell her all the time. All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Amanda. I wanted you to share that I don't know how to fold well.
You do a lot of things really well. So this is just not for you, this one particular area.
But she was told to say that in therapy?
Yeah.
Overall, really good.
We've been going to a therapist. We have an appointment this Friday, and it's been working out very well for us.
That's awesome.
Yep. Therapy for all.
All right. Good. Thanks, babe. I love you. I'll see you later. Dean's coming with me to the Hornets game tonight. Don't forget.
Yep, Pride Night. Love it.
Yeah.
What did you tell Dean last night in one sentence that Pride Night was?
It is the celebration of being able to love whoever you want to love.
Oh, that's really nice.
He asked. I went into this whole thing about, you know how Roy has a boyfriend and Nicole has a girlfriend? And before I could get another sentence out, Amanda spewed that out. And I go, there you go.
Well, yeah, I was like, let's just nip this in the bud real quick, because I can see this going down a road. Let's just say it's the celebration of love. Watch whatever you want.
Oh, that's so much better. You, if you had left that up to Manny, he would have brought out two bananas trying to do a demonstration.
Yeah. Things could have gotten real swirly.
All right. Thanks, babe. I love you. I'll see you later. All right. We got people on hold, but we got more lines open. What's the basic chore that your partner says you stink at and you can't do it?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call right now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
What's that household chore that you just don't do well? You can't do it. I got one, a big one. Like, and it's embarrassing because I have to ask Sterling to do it for me.
Okay, let's talk to Callie first, and let's hear yours, Roy. My wife says I don't know how to fold, like, jeans well. Also, hanging clothes. Like, Amanda wants to hang all Dean's shirts and pants and stuff, and I just want to put them in the drawer and be done with it.
Okay.
You know?
Let's talk with Callie. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Red Morning Show. What's that household chore?
Hey, guys. So my husband, he is obsessed with making the bed. Like, he cannot start his day unless the bed is made. But he does not understand the purpose of accent pillows. So I'll walk into the room, the bed will be totally made, and then the accent pillows will just be, like, sitting on our dresser or, like, sitting on the floor.
Well, at that point, once you make the bed, the easy part to put the accent pillows on.
Yeah, exactly. But he just does not understand the purpose of them.
So, Callie, is there a purpose for accent pillows?
No, but they make the bed look pretty.
It makes the room look a lot nicer.
Yeah. And do you have a certain order? Like, those two go first on the back, then the next two go after that.
Yeah, no. We have two that go on top of, you know, the pillows that you sleep on. That's it.
Oh, just
literally two pillows.
I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have like 9 pillows.
That go on top of the main bed.
Yeah.
Do you have an order that they have to go in?
I don't really care, except as long as the big ones are in the back and the little ones are in the front. But I don't care how you do it.
It's like Tetris on Roy's bed. Trying to put all the pillows together. Thanks, Callie. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye. All right. What is it that you can't do?
Iron. Like an iron board, I can't do it because I'm really scared that I'm going to burn myself. I'm really scared I'm going to burn myself. And then on top of that, I can't ever get the wrinkles out. I make more wrinkles when I do it. So I have to ask Sterling to iron all my clothes that, like, I'm 5.
Because Sterling probably knows how to do
it. He's a businessman, works for, has to wear suits all the time.
Does he do it under protest?
No, he's happy to do it.
You should get a steamer.
Put it this way. I won't even be, like, near him when he is ironing because I get freaked out over that thing.
Okay.
I'm afraid it's going to burn me.
I'm going to ask you something here about ironing in a second, but you should get a steamer. That's what Amanda has. That thing's awesome. It's way easier to do, Nicole. You should get one, too. You probably don't know how to iron.
Well, go ahead.
I have an iron. I'm not good at it, so I typically try to pawn that off to
someone else
I'm with. But I do have a steamer. I was gifted it in Raleigh, but I lost it in the breakup, so it's in New York.
Well, one thing I have been using, Dove makes this wrinkle release spray. I douse my clothes in that, and then that will release the wrinkles.
Oh, okay. You put it in the dryer? Or no, you just spray it?
You just spray it on.
Spray it.
What?
Yep. And then so sometimes I'll come into work with a damp shirt because I had to douse my shirt in this wrinkle release.
That's cool.
But it works every time.
And you don't
every
have to put it in the dryer?
No. And it is like 98% of the wrinkles gone.
Yo, this is a life changer for me.
I know.
Because I was going to ask you if you've ever been guilty of doing what I'm doing, which is you put the shirt on, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you realize that it's wrinkled, but you don't want to take it off, so you take the iron and you try and iron
this
shirt on.
That's how you burn yourself.
But you pull it so that it doesn't, like, go up against you. You've never done that?
No, I'm too afraid to be near the dang thing.
I thought for sure you would have been on board with me. Ironing the shirt while you have it on like an idiot.
That's scary, man.
All right, Roy, you've got something cool from us thanks to the Urban Dictionary.
Yes, I do. It's a bunch of words from Urban Dictionary, like boy trap. Do you know what boy trap is? How about small fluff?
I don't know that.
We're going to discuss.
Thank you, Urban Dictionary, for these new words.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You know, we love Urban Dictionary. I think it's so funny. And it's like the inner kid of me when I will go on and just laugh and look up words.
It is vulgar at times, but the best part, Roy, you're right about the Urban Dictionary, is the sentences they use.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go. So we found some funny words we thought we could share with you. Have you ever heard of Honey Dude?
No.
Honey Dude is like a sugar daddy, but with no age gap. It's your honey dude. So if you're dating someone who happens to be just really rich, who pays for everything, Honey Dude.
I like that.
Procaffeinating?
Excuse me?
Procaffeinating.
I think I know.
Okay.
Just based on the name is, I ain't doing anything till I have my coffee. I got to procaffeinate.
That's it. Procrastinate mixed with caffeinate. Procaffeinating.
I'm a procaffeinator.
Yep. A 5 seconds of rule, a 5 second rule of texting. That's the rule stating a double text is okay as long as the second text message is sent within 5 seconds of the first.
Amen.
I agree with that.
Or else you get caught up in this weird thing where the person is texting back on your first question and you've already sent a second question and now you're responding to the response.
Y'all know what boy trapped is?
Nicole?
Boy trapped. It is when you are...
Pretty easy.
Trapped.
Uh-huh.
Talking to somebody that you don't want to be talking to.
No, it is the sensation of realizing that there are too many boys around.
I feel that all the time.
I think it's a party. Boy trap. And then email fluff.
I know what that is.
Tell me again, email fluff?
Email fluff.
I'd be willing to bet that is when you over-exaggerate kindness in an email.
That is stroking another one's ego to make yourself noticed by higher ranks in a group email. That happens at this radio station
all the time,
including members of this morning show does it.
Are you fluffing your own email or somebody else is fluffing for you?
I think that means you're fluffing your own email.
Yeah.
And you're...
Sorry, I've been so busy on this one project. Like that?
I think it can go both ways, to be honest with you. I think you can fluff someone else's ego. You can fluff your own ego. Okay. Either way, you guys will do that. And here's how it works. Mania will respond unnecessarily to a group email. And then I'll notice that Loren feels then compelled to respond. Because Mania responded, and then here I am going, I wasn't planning on responding at all, but since them two did, then I'm the jerk who doesn't respond to this kind celebration email, so then I have to say something.
While we're on the topic of emails, I feel like I should put a PSA out there to just stop replying all. Right. Everybody, do not reply all.
I know. We had somebody who announced that they were leaving here after 9 years, and everybody replied all. And it's like, Roy's right. If you don't reply all, it's like all of a sudden, do you show up as like, Roy didn't reply? Like, because you can go down the list and see who replied all. Limit Larry, Miss Jessica,
but the move
Loren.
I knew, but that person was leaving after years of working here. Everyone did the reply at all. I walked down and I had a human face-to-face conversation saying congratulations.
You got to post that picture on the reply all, though, so that everybody knows.
Hey, you losers. Look what I did. I got face-to-face time.
That's called face-to-face fluff. Yeah. All right, we'll put those up, those Urban Dictionary terms, kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.